97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, streaming live wherever you are in the world on chapelboro.com.
All the men and women and ships at sea.
There's an app for that.
Oh, is there? Yeah.
Of course.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
No, we advertise that all the time. I see how closely you listen.
I don't listen to anything. Yeah,
chapelboro.com, there's an app for that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I got an app on my phone. I'll show it to you. It's really cool.
Ron's about to whip out his phone.
What'd I do with my phone? Here it is. All right, hang on.
We'll give you the play-by-play description here. Ron is now using his thumb to try to figure out how to get to the appropriate. Right. He's showing me.
It's the top right.
Oh, I see it. Top I'm going to punch on the C, Chapelboro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loading content.
It's a C on a green background.
There circle.
Yeah. So get that app, folks. It'll help you get to our website a lot quicker. You got it?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
And it's free, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. So all of our news stories, everything is on there.
That's
on, on our website. I got, you know, apps on my phone. Like there's one for Facebook right there. Google.
Yeah. You got Coos Bay now.
I got Coos Bay weather, Chapel Hill weather. Got
big picture of Ron, a big 8x10 glossy that he can, you can kind of rearrange him, put hair on and... What was that thing where you dragged
like
the little magnetic
filings? Etch-a-sketch.
No, well, there was an etch-a-sketch, and then there was a, remember how you could pull little magnetic filings up and do a face?
I thought that was etch-a-sketch.
Well, there's another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Etch-a-sketch, you had the knobs and do all that thing. And then there was another, you had a little magic pencil, a magnet that would, and there was some face. You could do, like, hair, mustache, and whatever.
I don't know, man.
I have to remember that. That could be another trivia question.
Yeah.
Well, doggone it, that's what we're doing today. We're doing dogs.
Dogs, all right.
Dogs.
Yeah, you know I love dogs.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Got to stop
all right.
dogging me around. Go ahead.
If Snoopy is a beagle.
Yes.
And Ren 10-10 was a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Then what kind of dog was Bud Light Spuds McKenzie? For those of you old enough, if Snoopy is a beagle and Ren 10-10 was a German Shepherd, and for that matter, Lassie was a collie, then what kind of dog was Bud Light's Spuds McKenzie?
Great question.
Don't miss the WCHL Weekend Shows, designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Gain new tips on making your career goals a reality with the inspirational stories on The Art of Potential, hosted by Christian Heemstra. Curious to learn all sorts of new things? So is D.G. Martin, host of Who's Talking. Join him as he uncovers a vast range of subjects from people in our community. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the whole weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
All right, I believe you were asking about Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie.
That famous Bud Light dog.
Yes.
I believe Spuds McKenzie was a bull terrier.
That's very good.
Yeah?
Yes, it is correct.
Is that right?
Yes, Spuds, who was obviously a marketing brainchild and the brainchild of Mitch Myers, first showed up in a Bud Light Super Bowl 21 ad back in 1987.
Uh-huh.
And he was a bull terrier. And though portrayed as a male, was actually a female.
Yeah, I heard that.
And for all the good stuff, unfortunately, there was all sorts of controversy at the Spud's use, and so he was retired in 1989. There were some people who thought he was being exploited. There were others who thought that the dog became greater than the product. There were others who had issues with possible animal cruelty and what have you. But for the record, you know what Spuds McKenzie's real name was?
No, I don't.
From Malvern, Pennsylvania.
In this corner.
He was, or she was.
She.
Ready for this? The dog's name was Honey Tree Evil Eye.
Who would name a dog that?
No kidding. Honey Tree Evil Eye.
Honey Tree Evil Eye.
That does sound like, and in this corner.
That sounds like animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Right there. You name a,
Honey
name
Tree
a dog
Evil
that.
Eye.
What, doesn't Target have a dog that they use sometimes now with a ring around his eye?
Yeah.
With the Target.
I mean, remember Little Rascals had
a little, but that was a different time,
different era.
What was that dog's name in Little Rascals?
Oh.
Man, that we're off on something else altogether now, so I can't remember.
Oh, I have to think about that.
It was like, it wasn't Petey, was it?
Petey!
Petey.
That's right.
Why did that just jump into my mind?
That's because We both have this
really
part of our brain for absolutely useless information.
Exactly.
Everybody have a great weekend and think fondly of Spuds, who is no longer with us. He went on to Bud Light, Dog Heaven.
I'll eat a baked potato or something this
weekend.
There you go. In Spud's honor.
There you go.